Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April the 10th. Just a quick note, I will be on Market to Market over the weekend on Iowa Public TV. You can watch on the internet, and if you're in Iowa, obviously you can watch it on your PBS station out there. In the news this morning, we had May corn steady overnight at 643 and a half. May wheat up a penny and a quarter at 676 and three quarters. And May beans up 2¼ cents at 1494 and three quarters. This week, it should be a big planting week. We're going to see a lot of progress done. The Midwest has got near perfect planting weather out here. And guys are itching to get going. And I really think they're going to do a yeoman's job. There's talk about maybe 1 million acres or a little bit more than that of North Dakota, Minnesota corn that may not get planted because of the snowpack up there. I'm not so sure. It's going to be in the 50s the next 3 or 4 days up there. And, you know, it'll do a long way to melting the snowpack, but obviously ground temperature is still pretty cold. We've got the inspections at 10 o'clock today. They should be decent on the corn. I think beans and wheat will be on the low end. Obviously, we have the WASDE report on tomorrow. The average guess for corn is a carryout of 1.316 billion bushels, down from 1.342 last month. Beans down 9 million to 201. Wheat up 13 million to 581. So, you know, those are going to be the big numbers people are looking for. We expect corn to be down, beans to be down on the world numbers. Wheat may be down just a shade, so that could be a touch friendly out here. The Brazilian bean crop is getting bigger and bigger. StoneX came out last week and said it was going to be 157. Sassafras came out, I think, today at 154, 155. The numbers are getting bigger, and I expect that trend to continue out here. But really, this week is going to be about planting. You know, I've always said when guys get good weather to plant corn, they're going to plant more corn than anybody would think. And I think that may be the case here. So, you know, I still think new crop beans, there may be something out there. If we don't increase these bean acres, we could have a problem. But certainly Brazil's going to have a huge crop. They're pretty much done with harvest. Now they've got to get the crop out to the world. They're deeply discounting their prices as much as $1.75 a bushel. So that's going to be a big problem for us, but you know, we just don't have a big stocks here, and that could lead to higher U.S. prices when it's all said and done. So it's going to be a busy week, and I would think pretty volatile through Wednesday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.